The lamp flame on the dungeon table flickered and sprung to life again. Tyndall dipped his quill thoughtfully into the inkwell. And John Huss, over there in Bohemia, you caught Wycliffe's passion to translate the Bible into the language of the common people. You believed that nobody should be punished for owning a Bible in a language other than Latin. And suddenly, Tyndall felt less alone in the cold, damp cell. Others had shared his passion and his threat of doom. John Huss, you stood up to the Pope, Tyndall murmured. Let the teachings of Wycliffe be preached and spread. You told him. What a man, even if the Pope didn't hear you and put you under the ban, you grew bolder and bolder in your preaching against the Church's errors. Ah, Huss, how I would have loved to hear you valiantly say, even if I should stand before the stake which has been prepared for me, I would never accept the recommendation of the theological faculty. Tyndall recalled the story of Huss's orders to appear before the council for a hearing, and how he had agreed to go when the emperor promised him safety. Why did you fall into their trap, Huss, just like me? After several weeks of safety in the city, Huss was captured and imprisoned in a dungeon. For 73 days he lay in the cold, dark dungeon with little to eat and without proper clothing or care for his disease-wracked body. But you did not forget God, Huss. Even sick and neglected in prison you prayed. Oh, most holy Christ, draw me, weak as I am, after thyself, for if thou dost not draw us, we cannot follow thee. Strengthen my spirit, that it may be willing. Give me a fearless heart, a right faith, a firm hope, a perfect love, that I may lay down my life with patience and joy. Amen. In June of 1415, Huss finally received a public hearing. There, 39 sentences were read against him, most of them accusing Huss of the influence of Wycliffe. If I can be convinced of my errors, I am willing to submit, Huss told the council. I ask only for a more fair trial and a chance to explain why my beliefs are thus. Confess that thou hast erred in thy beliefs, the council argued. Renounce them for the future, recant of them, and declare the opposite of what thou hast told us. The man of God refused to act against his conscience. I will not, for a chapel full of gold, recede from the truth, he declared firmly. Even death cannot force me to change. The executioner bound Huss's head to the stake with a chain. Recant and save thy own life, he urged. He tied the man's hands behind his back and gave him one last chance to declare that he had been wrong. God is my witness that the things charged against me I never preached, Huss replied calmly. In the same truth of the gospel which I have written, taught, and preached, I am ready to die today. Huss's persecutors scornfully placed copies of Wycliffe's manuscripts around the stake and lit the pages so treasured by the followers of God. The fire leaped high around Huss, and the fervent notes of the hymn he was singing wafted over the crowd, mingling with the smoke. In his final breaths, John Huss cried, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, have mercy on me! The executioners gathered the ashes of the faithful man and threw them into the Rhine River.